This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Health, Shop Smart, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, ML Foods Limited, Island Game, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, John Bull, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Discounts Galore, Y Cares Fashion Center, and Ron's Electric Motor.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. I want you to know that 'tis the season to shop John Bull. Every $50 spent gives you the chance to be one of 24 winners of a $500 gift card. Daily gift card winners will then vie for the grand prize of a $5,000 gift card. You see in store for details. All right. Today we're going to talk a couple of issues, but I want to start off with this because I'm going to try to help those of you who this can help. Now, today, the Bahamas Investment Fund Limited is launching with an offering for shares in Nassau Cruise Port Limited. Now, the shares are going for $5, and the minimum buy-in is $1,000. So if you don't have $1,000, sitting around that you don't need, okay, for the foreseeable future that you just want it to work for you, then I very strongly suggest that you invest in this fund, okay? I'll give you some examples. So when they launched the Arawak Port Development Limited, right? Arawak, whatever the hell the name is. When they launched that, they had share offerings of $1,000. Now, they had the preferential shares, and then they had the regular shares. The preferential shares are the ones that are getting paid the dividends first. And the regular shares, while they don't produce robust dividends, they greatly increase in value. So let me explain to you what I mean by that, okay? The port shares were going for, I believe it was $10 a share, and the minimum buy-in was $1,000. And this was, I believe, over 10 years ago, right? Like maybe 11 years ago? I forget the exact date launched. Anyway, the shares are now trading on BSIX at $40. Okay? So let me see if I can explain it to you quite simply. If you had $10,000 to put into the shares when the port did its IPO, and you needed some money today, you could sell those shares for $40,000 today. And that's a long-term investment. But sometimes we got to think in terms of our future and in terms of our kids' future. So if you're sitting around and you got $5,000 and you ain't got to be no banker, right? If you're sitting around, you got $5,000 and you're saying to yourself, well, I got my money. Let me break it down another way. Let's say you got $10,000 on fix, right? You ain't got to be no banker, no nothing. Plumbers make all kind of money, electricians, contractors, right? Truck drivers make a ton of money. Taxi drivers are starting to make money, a lot of money again, right? If you have 10,000 sitting down on fix, you ain't making no money. You're probably losing money, right? If you have it in a mutual fund, like one of these other mutual funds, you're probably making some money on it, right? But if you got that money sitting there not doing anything, and it's been there for the long, and you have it there for the long term to save for another time, you take that $10,000 and put it in this, and you're going to make some money over the long term, all right? You may not need it today. You may not need it tomorrow. But 10 years from now, 15 years from now, if you're looking at retirement, 20 years from now, 10 years from now, if you're looking at your kids going to college. So, for instance, if I had put $10,000 down on the port offering, and my son was 6, 7 years old at the time, and now he's going off to college and I need to pay for that, I could cash out those shares and I'd have 40 grand to give him. So sometimes you got to think in terms of that. Now, so someone's saying you realize these basically become government-funded projects when they do share offerings this way. No, I don't realize that. No, I don't realize that at all. I'll explain to you, okay? So the buy-in is so low to the point that anybody can get the shares, all right? So anybody can get the shares, okay? Now, here's who can apply. A natural person. I don't know what that means. A regular human. A natural person over the age of 18, a Bahamian citizen, or a permanent resident with an unrestricted right to work. The applicant is not acting as a nominee for any other person that is not a Bahamian citizen or permanent resident with an unrestricted right to work. If a corporation, the applicant is established under the laws of the Bahamas and is resident for exchange control purposes. The applicant is wholly owned by individuals who are citizens of the Bahamas or permanent residents with the unrestricted right to work. All necessary corporate actions have been taken to authorize the purchase of the Class A shares. And the applicant is not applying for the Class A shares as nominee for any individual, corporation, trust, or pension fund that would not be an eligible investor. By the way, if you want to follow along, the website is bahamasinvestmentfund.net. If a trust or pension fund, the beneficiaries of the trust or pension fund are citizens of the Bahamas or permanent residents with the unrestricted right to work, and the applicant is resident for exchange control purposes, and the trustees of the trust and managers of the pension fund represent that they have the necessary power and all requisite actions have been taken to enable them to effect the purchase of the Class A shares. You understand? So that's who can buy it. So when you set it up like that, if you want to tell me that it's going to become funded by pension funds and big corporations, yeah, probably. But the threshold is so low that I would get in on this. So let me give you an example. This is for the shares, right? When they offered for the debt on this project, right? We talked about this the other day. The debt was offered at a guaranteed return of 8%. So guarantee you're going to get your money back, all right? They don't set guaranteed percentages on this because it depends on how lucrative the port is. And the port is going to be very, very lucrative, all right? The threshold for buy-in at the debt level was $50,000. So that locked the majority of Bahamians out. The vast majority, all right? And who scooped that up? Rich people, pension funds, mutual funds, right? Banks, et cetera, insurance companies, that's what they do, all right? They have that kind of money sitting around. That's what they do with your money. All the banking fees and the money you deposit and the fix that ain't making you money, that's what they do with that money, is go scoop up lucrative opportunities and make money for their shareholders. This is at $1,000. Dividends are expected by 2025, so 3 years from now. And I can guarantee you I'm a betting man in this respect. I'm going to invest in this. Well, let me not guarantee you because I don't work for these people. But what I can say is this. The value of these shares will grow, in my estimation, dramatically faster than the values of the port than the value of the port shares. So right now I'm sitting on port shares that have quadrupled in value. I'm sitting on, and I wish I had more money to invest back then. Because I really could have said, YOLO, let me cash it out. And I got 40 grand off top. If I didn't have, because I ain't touched it since. You got Focal. It's really grown in value too. I got some of those shares. Got a couple other ones that didn't really do gangbusters that I'm probably going to offload and pick me up some of this. This is a good investment to get into. All right? You want to talk ownership? You want to talk generational wealth? This is how you get it. Okay? This is how you get it. These people haven't paid me. Yes, it's run by CFAL, but these people have not paid me. I'm going to give them my money. All right? This is a great, great opportunity. So the fund has been established to hold a 49% stake in the Nassau Cruise Port, which has been contracted by the government of the Bahamas to facilitate the redevelopment and operation of the Nassau Cruise Port at Prince George Wharf. Now, the cruise port is going to open in summer of 2022. All right? And when it does, it's going to be one of the nicest in the world, certainly in the region. What are you saying, the webpage? What if I have in the police credit union? I don't know what the police credit union does. I don't know. I don't know what return they have on it. This is going to bring you money. If Minnis did anything right, and I know he didn't even wrap his mind around this. It was Diagler and all of them. If he did anything right, it was doing this. The web address is not bringing you to the website to fill out the application. BahamasInvestmentFund.net, and you download the different PDFs, and one of them is an application. So go to up top of the website, and it's already experiencing heavy traffic. Okay, go to the top of the website, and go to Nassau Cruise Port Offering, and go to Offering Documents. You'll see the drop down bar. Go to Offering Documents. I'm doing this to help you. Don't say I never did anything to help you. Okay? If you don't want to make money, not a problem. I understand. Not your thing. Right? This will make you money. I'm trying to tell you. Because you could eyeball this. If you got a few bucks saved, and I know it's been rough on a lot of people, so it ain't for everybody. But for those who had saved and were able to come out relatively not too bad after this pandemic, go get you some of this, all right? If you're a young married couple and you saved a few bucks, right? Or are you a young couple that's about to get married or want to get married and you saved up for some big fancy wedding, all right? Take your budget and cut it in half and take the rest of the money and put it in this, because by the time you start having children and they start going to college, this is going to help you, all right? Now, normally, I don't tell you what you do with your money. You do whatever you want with your money. Set it on fire. Put it in a pile and set it on fire. It's your money, right? But this is going to be a great investment opportunity. The debt was oversubscribed. They believe this will be oversubscribed, all right? If you just want to begin understanding investing, right? Because that's a big problem with a lot of our people, right? We don't understand, one, a lot of people aren't paid a whole lot of money, but then there are people who are paid decently, but they live beyond their means and they don't understand basic concepts of saving and investment and risk, right? So my philosophy is I save until I find a worthwhile investment, and then I take a risk. Because it's better than just blowing your money on fun stuff, vacations and all this other stuff like that. Because in time, this money will mature, it will grow, it will grow. When you put money together, all right, it tends to grow. Particularly in a venture like this, okay? And you got to understand, these people are going to be collecting fees from millions of passengers, all right, for, I believe, the next 25 years. Website is BahamasInvestmentFund.net. And these people ain't paying me to say this. I would be happy if they paid me to say it, but they're not paying me to say this. I'm just trying to put you onto some game today before you get locked out. All right? This is just a really solid investment. If you're thinking about your future, if you're thinking about how you want to plan out your life, this is a solid investment. So let's get into some of the details of the presentation here. All right, so that you can understand where you're putting your money. Now, they're trying to raise $25 million, okay? And they will. Now, listen. I rep for CFL. That's where I have my money, okay? That's where my pension is. And my pension's getting healthy, bro. You know what I mean? So that's another part of what people don't understand. Take a part of your salary, put it aside in a pension fund. Different places have them, different big companies, CFL, you understand? Retirement funds, different companies. I ain't giving no free advertising to everybody out there besides CFL, but go take 5% of your salary, put it in a pension fund. Have it automatically deducted out of your salary. If you work at a company that does salary deductions, if you work for government, you want to take the salary deduction, put it in a pension fund, and don't even worry about it. All right? Don't even worry about it. That's what I did when I came to work here, and I had to dip in the pension fund when the need arose to facilitate finalizing my mortgage. All right? And I took a bit of money out, and I left it alone. And it's looking healthy. Says, Taiwan, I think you're not quite correct with saying that this cruise port will be more profitable than the Arawak port. Remember, this port is going to be dependent on tourism. So imagine during the pandemic, everything closed down and no ships were cruising. However, the Arawak port remained open as we import everything into this country. However, having said all of that, I will also invest in this cruise port. Pandemic ain't going to last forever. Pandemic ain't going to last forever. And cruising has continued. All right? So this is a good long-term investment. And I heard the argument a lot about the Arawak port shares. People are like, well, we're not preferred shareholders. We're not getting the large dividends that the preferred shareholders are. Well, one, their investment was larger. Two, even though you're not getting the dividends, listen to what I'm saying. It's quadruple what it was worth. It's quadruple what you put it in. All right? Think of this concept. If you put $10,000 on fixed deposit for 10 years, you're maybe going to come out there with, if you're lucky, right, $20,000 if it's doing really, really, really healthy, right? And that's unlikely. Let's say 15 tops. That same $10,000 would be $40,000 if you put it in the port. And so the fixed account wasn't giving you no dividends either. But you wanted your money to grow. All right? So Nassau Cruise Port at a glance. I'm doing this to help you, I swear. You don't got to listen to me. But if you have $1,000, all right, go check out the website. Okay, project timeline. Commencement of construction, March 20th. The bond facility was May 2020. All right. That was the debt. additional long-term facility in Bahamas Investment Fund equity raising. That starts today, August 2022, end of construction. The port will have this concession for 25 years. You do this, you could get your kids a little jump on life. This stuff don't happen every day. That's why I try and explain it to you. All right, so you understand it. Bahamas Investment Fund was incorporated on December 6, 2018 under the Companies Act 1992. BIF, we'll call it BIF. BIF is licensed as an open-ended retail investment fund by the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. Equity interests in BIF are being offered solely to Bahamians and Bahamian residents with an allocation of investments on a bottom-up basis to ensure maximum participation until the total available investment is allocated. All Bahamian citizens over the age of 18 are eligible to invest. This retail fund aims to provide economic opportunities to tens of thousands of Bahamians by providing a pathway to share ownership in the port through Nassau Cruise Port Limited. It is intended that the vast majority of shareholders will be small investors. In order to ensure wide participation, Nassau Cruise Port will also provide financing to Bahamians so that the ownership base is as widely distributed as possible. The fund minimum investment for equity is $1,000 to facilitate small investors. So there's also financing. You can finance this through salary deduction. There's a salary deduction form. All right. BIF's equity interest in Nassau Cruise Port is 49% and will contribute half of the required equity capital injection, with the other half being provided by Global Ports Holdings Limited. CFAL acts as administrator, advisor, and promoter of BIF. All right, we're going to talk about this. So Nassau Cruise Port equity fund raising. Nassau Cruise Port is launching an equity fundraising of Bahamian $25 million and U.S. $25 million from the Bahamas Investment Fund and Global Ports Holding, respectively. All right. So the Global Ports, so the people who book in through Global Ports Holdings, the foreigners, they're gonna take advantage of this. Right? Mark carved this out so you Bahamians can take advantage as well. Okay? The Nassau Cruise Port has extensive operating history, strong place in the Caribbean cruise industry, predictable long-term business plan, and cash flow profile. Strategic asset for the Bahamas and is essential to the Bahamas economy, project to improve economic activity and cruise tourism activity, and promote participation by local stakeholders and job creation. Benefits from the strong support of the government of the Bahamas. Long-term cruise industry growth. 113 new cruise vessels on order March 2020 with a total passenger capacity of 232,172 scheduled for delivery through 2027, increasing current cruise capacity by 50%. High resilience of cruise industry with a proven track record for quick recovery from recessions and other shocks. Global Ports Holding is the world's largest cruise port operator, which operates 18 ports in 12 countries and provides services to over 15 million passengers. Improve operations at the port through capital expenditures and know-how transfer based on Global Ports Holding's experience from its other award-winning facilities. Attractive Caribbean cruise market. The Caribbean is the most popular cruise destination in the world. Politically stable and in high demand, particularly because of its proximity to the United States. Nassau Cruise Port has the right to increase the port charges by inflation. Nassau Cruise Port has the right to introduce additional services and charge for the same in Nassau Cruise Port's commercial discretion. Major growth in the cruise industry is expected from smaller players, and they expect enable growth from all cruise lines and retains no preferred berthing right with any cruise line, an open access regime. All right. Highly visible cash back comeback. Liners advance. So you talked about the pandemic. That happened. All right. If one happens every 100 years, you know, then we'll be okay. Liners advance booking data and share price performance indicate that consumer and capital markets are backing their views and desire for a comeback with cash. And I'll give you some of the information of why it's an attractive investment. Don't say I never did anything for you. We got a call. Someone wants some information. Let's take the call.
Can I hear? I can't hear.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good day, Warren. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How's it going?
Warren, we was in the car, mm-hmm. and we ready to buy the truck, but you need us to walk us through how to log into it. We had to go and how to log back into it again, if you don't mind, sir.
You go to Bahamas Investment Fund, and then you put in your name and your email.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's going to take you to the title page, and mm-hmm. you go to Nassau Cruise Port Offering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And where you see offering documents,
mm-hmm.
you go to that page, okay? Or you go to I Want to Invest, and you click on mm-hmm. that.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Okay. They said there's a minimum of $1,000 and $500 increment, right?
$1,000, and then you increase in $500 increments.
Okay, so you can increase in 500.
Yeah, you could invest $10,000.
How much for one share, you know?
$5
for one share.
$5 for one share.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Right.
Thanks a lot for you.
No problem. All right. Well, let's go back to the prospectus. Did I lose it? Where is it? Okay, here we go. High visibility, cashback comeback, particularly for the cruise industry. Liner's advanced booking data and share price performance indicate that consumer and capital markets are backing their views and desire for a comeback with cash. All right? So Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, total passengers annually were at 1,393,803 for 2022. The calls are expected to increase by about 70 more calls. Passengers then are predicted to be 1.591 million. 2023, passengers predicted to be 1.6 million. Overall cruise growth, 2022, 4.1 million passengers. 2023, 4.5 million passengers. All right, coming through the port. All right, that is good money. Cruise industry predictions have forecasted growth to go from 3.3 million in 20. Is this million? Am I reading this right? Anyway, growth is expected to increase by about 75% between now and 2040. In 2040, come before you know it. 2040, come, look how fast your kids grow. I remember my son being born. He's going to be 8 next month. All right? There's a lot of technical information I don't need to get into here. And the layout, they have pictures of the arrival center. You can see what the inner harbor is going to look like. All right? So it's an attractive offering. I recommend that you check it out. All right? I am going to invest my money. Okay? Now, if you aren't able to take advantage of the opportunity, understood. If you say, okay, I don't have $1,000 sitting around, do the salary deduction. All right? That can be taken care of relatively quickly. If you're getting taken out $50 a month, you can pay that off in under 2 years, right? If you get paid weekly and you get $50 a week, you can pay it off in less than half a year. So you really can make some good money. It says, announce date when bond offering closes. Oh, what is it? Let me see. Do I know that one? When does a bond offering close? I thought it just closes when they're subscribed, fully subscribed. I'll double check though. Let me see the frequently asked questions. I'll deal with frequently asked questions when we come back. Stay tuned.
Barbie truck for Christmas, please.
Mom, I want Minecraft Legos.
Okay, sweet children, just write a letter to Santa and tell him what you want. And if you be nice, he just might put your gifts under the tree.
But Mom, Santa doesn't exist.
Who tell y'all that?
I've got great news. You don't have to rely on Santa for gifts for the family this year. You can let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services not only shop for you, but bring your items right at your front door. Black Friday sales, Christmas specials, whatever the occasion, order your items online and let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services ship them over for you. Just call 377-0450.
Ho, ho, ho.
I know that's you, Daddy.
Yeah, we know.
Nothing brings people together like good food. This holiday season, get the family together with Marco's Pizza Holiday Feast. A feast of flavorful food made with quality ingredients. For just $34, you get two large one-topping pizzas, 8 pieces of wings, and a 2-liter soda. You deserve to celebrate the holidays with a feast. Do it the primo way. Perfect for you and your family. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Cashmas time, here we go. Percy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game.
You've tried everything. Aces with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. 2 locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC, and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
And ShopSmart.
And ShopSmart.
And ShopSmart.
Oh, everything is here.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson.
It's that time once again. The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center presents its third annual
Christmas Showcase.
Join us December the 11th from 3 to 9 p.m. at the old Phil's Food Service store on Gladstone Road, which will now be Access Accelerator's new location. Prepare yourselves for a fun-filled day with food, amazing products, music by some of the hottest DJs, and a Junkanoo rush out to close out the show. December the 11th at 3 p.m. See you there.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution. I want to let you know that John Bull is giving you 24 reasons to believe this holiday. Enter to win one of 24 $500 gift cards with every $50 spent. Winners then vie for the grand prize of a $5,000 gift card. Believe, enjoy the joy of John Bull. I need some water, man. I had some. My wife made some souse over the weekend and put some in the freezer and I'm eating it. She didn't put pepper in it because the kids like souse too. And I put pepper in it and it's way too much pepper. It was a mistake. That's right. Y'all don't cook for y'all, man. I know. I know. My wife's from the 50s, right? Okay, let's talk about the Nassau cruise port. Initial public offering. All right. The Bahamas Investment Fund's launching today. All right. CFIL's facilitating it. $1,000 minimum investment. You can do it even through salary deduction, so you could finance it. Let's go through some of it. This is a good investment. I'm getting into it. I'm helping you. As I said, they're not paying me, although they should be. Okay. Says, what is the amount of the equity offering? The amount of equity offering is $25 million, which will be matched by Global Ports Holding. Of this sum, up to $10 million will be reserved for the deferred payment program. So that's the financing. All right. How long will this offering remain open to the public? Here we go. The offering will open December 8th, 2021 at 9 a.m. and close on December 17th, 2021 at 5 p.m. What is the cost of the shares in the Nassau Cruise Port offering? Shares will be priced at $5 each. Minimum investment, 200 shares, which means you must invest at least $1,000 to participate in the Bahamas Investment Fund offering. The minimum increment thereafter is 100 shares or $500. What will happen if in the event the offering is undersubscribed? The directors have the discretion to extend the offering in the event of an undersubscription. In the event the offering is not extended, Global Ports Holding will provide the shortfall to ensure $50 million in equity capital is provided. I'm telling you, that's not going to happen. This is going to be oversubscribed. There's people around here who are smart with their money, who save it, and when they're ready to invest, and people around here who pool their money, and when they see good investments come up, bang, they jump on it. I still would say you should try to get some port shares. You could have got them for four times less a decade ago, but I still say you should get some. Port shares in Focal. I've just seen consistent, robust growth. There are other companies too, but certainly, and now you can get the Bahamas government stock, bonds through BISIX. Certainly Focal and Arawak Port, I've seen just continue to increase in value tremendously.
This is as loud as it gets.
What is as loud as it gets? Oh. That's Siri? What's happening? I don't trust his phone, you know. I already have come to the conclusion that I'm being monitored, right? Everyone has access to my data. Or that's these people have access to my data, right? I have no confidence that there's any privacy left. To say the site, BahamasInvestmentFund.net. BahamasInvestmentFund.net. All right. Someone's asking me, what is Swift routing? You don't need desire, denotes a required field. Your Swift code and your routing number, are you in the right place? Your bank you do have a Swift code, right? I don't know how easily accessible that is. And routing number. Use 000 if not applicable. Do that. Like your bank has a code, has a Swift code. But you got to figure out what your bank is. Like your online bank information will tell you your Swift code. This says, what will happen in the event the offering is oversubscribed? Allocations will be allotted on a bottom fill basis, and excess funds will be returned to investors. So a bottom fill basis means that they're going to try to fill the smaller investors first, the ones at the bottom, and then the bigger ones they'll get to. All right. Is there a maximum amount of shares, subscription amount, that an individual investor would be limited to? It says there's no maximum amount of shares or subscription amount that an individual investor will be limited to. However, the directors reserve the right to allocate the shares in their absolute discretion, although the directors intend to allot shares on a bottom-fill basis, meaning that all subscribers are expected to be allocated the minimum order of 200 shares to achieve the widest distribution possible. This process of applying the minimum order amount across all subscribers will be repeated until all shares being sold are fully allocated. Trust me, you see all these people out here who sitting pretty, right? These attorneys and these, they have people full-time investing their money for them, accountants, et cetera. They just don't get gifted these things. They invest, and this is how you make your money, all right? Patience and consistency, all right? With compound interest over time, you're guaranteed to make money. All right, so the directors reserve the right to allocate the shares in their absolute discretion, although the directors intend to allot shares on a bottom-fill basis, meaning that all subscribers are expected to be allotted the minimum order of 200 shares to achieve the widest distribution possible. This process of applying the minimum order amount across all subscribers will be repeated until all the shares being sold are fully allocated. Can groups of individuals combine their funds and invest together? How would this work? It says the registration would have to be listed as a joint account with no more than two of the group members' names. These individuals will have the right to transact on the investment without the need for approval from others. Who's eligible to invest? People, corporations, trusts, and pension funds. All right. What documents do I need to submit? Individual investors, certified copy, two forms of valid government ID, passport, driver's license, NIB, certified copy of current proof of address, utility bill, bank statement, voter's card, approved salary deduction form for individuals under the deferral program, proof of transfer to CFAL payment account below. All right. This says, who is, oh, there's a lot. We can't. It says, can I sell my shares at any time? For a period of 1 year after the 31st of December 2021, the shareholders will not be able to transfer, sell, pledge, grant any option to purchase, otherwise dispose of any shares in the fund. And for a period of 3 years after 31st December 2021, the shareholders will not be able to redeem any shares in the fund. And I'll tell you this also, okay? These, and I need to update my will, shares, all right? And corporations and businesses in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas are willable and transferable. So in the event of your demise, all right, You got to probate the will, right? You can pass these on to your children. All right? And they can pass them on to their children. If, you know, we're all still here. And Putin doesn't trigger nuclear war. You see, Putin really legit is trying to invade Ukraine, man. He's bonkers. The USSR disbanded many years ago. There's no need for any of this. Anyway, we got to go to a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman, does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. I was talking before about the Bahamas Investment Fund subscription. Someone asked about the SWIFT code, and someone who's signing up says that the SWIFT code is on the registration manual. There's also instructions for Bahamas Investment Fund subscriptions on there that you can download and take a good look at. All right? May not be for you. You not may be interested. If you someone who says, okay, I got $1,000, I can get $4,000 back year after next. This ain't like that. If you're thinking about your kids, if you're thinking about 10 years from now, if you're thinking about your retirement, if you're thinking about your future as a young couple, then this is a very good investment in my estimation. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good. So a lot of Bahamians like to complain and say foreigners are taking over. One, an excellent show.
Thank you.
Actually, a perfect show for the Bahamians. Hopefully, the Bahamians will listen and take heed. This is a way better investment than a lot of things because in the near future, my children, grandchildren will probably be able to benefit off it.
Right.
I have a daughter 6 years old. I know she will be. I invested in Arawaki, right, Juan, and didn't get much a return on the Arawaki, but I'm believing that this is more promising because there's a lot more activity going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Juan, before the show end, I want to ask you to repeat some of that information because I was working, running a grinder in the construction field. I couldn't hear everything properly.
Okay.
I was trying to finish something to go to another job.
Sure.
But so now, I asked you before the show over, can you please just go over some of the information? So I'll have the information, please. I'm very interested.
Okay, for sure. All right.
Thanks a lot, Juan.
Yes.
And Bahamian people, Juan, let me just say this. Bahamian people, please listen. This is a great investment. You talk about foreigners coming to take over. Now you can own a piece of your country. Your children and grandchildren will be able to be investors or be big-time entrepreneurs from this investment. God bless, Juan. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Now, what I would urge you to do is go check the value of your shares. So I'll explain this again. The port offering from Arawak Keyport, it doesn't pay any great deal of dividends. This will not only increase in value, I believe, beyond what the Arawak Keyport has grown in value, but this will pay dividends. So if the dividend on this, conservatively, all right, the dividend on the debt is 8%, right? The return on the debt. If the dividend on this, let's do this. You take $1,000. See, I can explain to you how you make money. Let's say it's $5,000, right? Let's say 10%. Let's just shoot for the ballpark here. If the dividend on the $5,000 would be $500, right? So you take that $500 and you re-up. You get some more stock. Or you take that $500 and you say, you know what? Direct that to my pension fund. Direct that. Don't watch your money in terms of these long-term investments with an eye to say, I need this for next year, right? Watch your money and look at how you're going to make it grow and redirect the growth to get more money. Mm-hmm. So I'm urging you, and you're never too young to start. If you're a packing boy, you're too young. You can save, but you can't have a pension fund. But if you just graduate university in your first job, if they offer a pension plan with a legitimate pension fund, sign up immediately. If they don't, go to one of these large companies and sell them, I want a retirement plan. And you just got to put a little away every pay period and your money will grow. Don't worry about it. Just put it away, put it away, put it away. And you're saying, okay, well, I want to scrap till this last 50. I got $50 to last me. You got to make sure the money goes before you even see it. That way you don't worry about it, right? Like my mortgage. I don't worry about it because it's gone, right? Before I could even see it there. You know, because you mess around and be like, boy, I could do this and do that and then the mortgage, and then you end up being behind on your mortgage. I don't do that. I just say, take it. Before I see it, take it, please. And I'll deal with whatever I have left. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Juan McCartney, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good, Juan. Juan, I want you to continue to stress the key point here, and you already said it a couple times. If you're looking for return tomorrow or day after tomorrow, this is not going to happen.
No.
The education is very important, and I think this is why a lot of Bahamians do not invest, because they do not understand fully what it is that they're getting themselves into.
Right.
This is a long-term stuff. This is not short-term. If you're looking for a return tomorrow or next year, it's not going to happen. I can tell you, I have some shares right now that I've had for the past 8 years. I have yet to get a return on it. So basically, it's the educational key that must play a very pivotal role. I think you need one or two persons to perhaps hold seminars and actually bring it to the small Bahamian people, the ones who will be unlikely to go for something like this, but interested or curious enough to understand how this system works. So later on down, if they are able to get funds, they may be able to be better educated in knowing how to invest. And I think that's the key point one. Thank you for letting me share.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you got to do it. And you could use these same principles to guide you through life. I know a lot of stuff's been rocky with the pandemic, but you got to start planning. I'm 45, right? So I ain't trying to be working beyond 65. I'll tell you that. I will if I have to, but I certainly don't want to. Hell, if I could make 60, I'd be happy. Says, can you repeat the website? Bahamas Investment Fund. Says, question, with the current prediction of a climate crisis, won't this cruise port be underwater in 10 years? No, man. 10 years? We might as well just all pack it up then, if that's the case. Just pack it up. Forget about it. Someone says they've been in meetings all morning. They're just tuning in. I'm talking about the equity share offering of the Nassau cruise port launched today, bahamasinvestmentfund.net. The buy-in, 200 shares at $1,000. All right? $5 a share. You can buy in at increments over 1,000. You can request increments at 500 over 1,000. So to me, this is where you want to be. And I heard the PLP complaining when, at least some PLP MPs and PLP supporters complaining when they gave Global Ports Holdings, Nassau Cruise Port, this 25-year concession to run the port. And they're like, you're giving away to foreigners for 25 years. Give what away? They could take the port with them? They could take all the buildings and the land? This is ours. They're managing it, and Bahamians have an opportunity to buy into it. We always say we want opportunity, we want ownership. This is what that is. This is what that looks like. And you want to have a diversified portfolio. Think about your kids. We think too short term as a people. We think, all right, I'm going to get you educated, and then, what happened to my laptop? Oh, God. Something went wrong. Then we think, I'm going to get you educated, and that's it. And start over. So we have generation after generation of far too many Bahamian families starting from scratch. Right? You finished school. I can't take care of you no more. That's it. You don't have any land to give your kids so that they can build wealth. Did you build a business to give your kids so that they can take over and they can build wealth? Did you invest your money so that when your child does graduate from college, you said, Mom, Dad, I want to get married. You have some money to help him get a house. Like, this is what this is about. This is like generational wealth building. And it's not too highbrow a concept for normal working class people to grasp. Let's see if that works with my laptop. It's closed now. I can look on my phone, but then that's really cumbersome. Let's take this phone call. And we could talk about some other things too, but I just wanted to use this as an illustration as to how we can make money over the long term. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Do you have a number I could speak to you over?
You could leave me your number and I'll try to contact you today. So, Arlington, could you take her number?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Arlington will take your number and I'll try to get back to you today. I got quite a bit happening, but I'll try. Let's take this phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Man, you guys are doing an excellent job this morning. I started up at 3 this morning. Miller, today, Nigel.
you all doing an excellent job. Keep educating us, man. You know, although I have an idea about some of those things, right? But I'm kind of shabby now, so I can see if I can scrap on $2,000 and see if I can buy some of $2,000 worth of shares for my two sons.
All right, good.
It ain't but me. It's my two last boys.
Yes, absolutely. Right, that's the way you need to think. Boy, you ain't too shabby if you could scrap $2,000 to get them real quick. This is how I want. Just want to shed some light on the returns. Persons are saying they're not receiving. Returns can be received via dividends and or capital appreciation. So if a company or equity is not declaring dividends, your return can also be from the appreciation in the value of shares. Unrealized return. The return on appreciation is realized once sold. This person's brilliant. That's exactly what it is. So you said it better than I could. Right? So if you're saying you're not getting a return on your Arawak port shares, I dispute that. Because when I look at my portfolio, they have what the shares were purchased for, and they have the value of the shares today, and it is four times that amount. So if I cashed out today, I would have quadrupled my money. And that's an incredibly good return. All right? Now, these will have dividends, and it will have capital appreciation. Okay? Because the more valuable the shares become, the more successful the company is, the more people are going to want to buy the shares and the price goes up. All right? So some returns you play the short game, some returns you play the long game. Like so, and I hate to give people free advertising, like RF is advertising a mutual fund investment with a 9.8% return per annum. And I saw that big sign. I was like, boy, I need to call them about this. You know, 9.8%, you got to start thinking long-term with your money. If you stack in, every year you stack in a couple more $1,000 and the interest is growing on that, you're going to make some real money. All right? If you have small children, go buy it for them. Buy it for them and don't touch it. When they're 18, then you could go. It says, what did I use to confirm payment? I have a brokerage account with CFAL, and one of the benefits of having a brokerage account, I can help you out with this too. One of the benefits of having a brokerage account with CFAL, which is the way CFAL makes money, is they just charge you a small percentage for a fee on your account, right? One of the benefits of having a brokerage account with CFAL is when any opportunity comes up, CFAL will email me. If you have a very good relationship with your broker, because each broker has each person who has an account has a portfolio, and a portfolio manager is assigned to that account, your portfolio manager will call you. When you get a boss like Anthony Ferguson, Emmanuel Alexio, right? People are going to call you day and night with incredible opportunities, right? And your broker can go, hey, say the word, all right? This is it, say the word. So with this, all I had to do was email my broker, and I'm also going to have to fill out a new KYC form. You know what I want to do? You know what I want? Here's an idea. Tell me if I'm stupid or I'm thinking about this the wrong way. Can we not have just a national ID or a national platform? And every time you guys change a KYC requirement, we could just go to that platform and update it. And then all these banks, insurance companies, brokerage firms will ask for is your national ID to make sure you're up to date with your KYC? Could we work on that? Could we work on that through my gateway? Could we simplify that? Just the KYC portal linked to my national ID? And I'm going to fill out a KYC form every time. I had to go fill out a KYC form for my insurance. The PEP is now the big thing, the politically exposed person. I think we went through that. I had to fill out a KYC form for my car insurance, for my house insurance. I fill out a KYC form the other day when I'm going to do something with the bank. Got to fill out a new KYC form because I want to buy some shares. Anyway, it's not that cumbersome a process. It says, weren't APD shares capped? Yeah, there was a capped amount in total. The Arawak port was 40% the merchant families, if we're going to call it that, the oligarchs. That's a pejorative now, so I don't want to insult anybody. It was 40% the owners of the shipping companies downtown, 40% government of the Bahamas, and 20% public. Yes? Am I recalling correctly? I covered the press conference where Ingram announced the share offering. Hey, Juan, what's the return on my investment for my $100? On my laptop's not doing it. I didn't bring my laptop cord. There's no guaranteed return on investment. Okay? There's no guaranteed return on this investment. When they offered the debt, there was a guaranteed return of 8% per year on the debt. All right? I think the debt was 10 years. All right? Which is just an incredibly good investment. If you could have bought in at 50 grand, I could not. I ain't there yet. I can get there. There's no return on this particular investment. What they're going to do is in 2025, I think they said the board meets March 31st every year, they're going to assess what the dividends will be. All right, based on the profitability. The port opens in August 2022. Cruise sailing, as I detailed earlier, is expected to increase quite dramatically over the next few years. And then they will determine the amount of the dividend. All right. Now, I'm hearing it's going to be they're predicting a very healthy dividend based on the numbers they're crunching for the port. All right. So not only will you get a dividend, but the value of the shares will also go up. But there's no guaranteed rate of return. So there's risk involved in investment. If you want to take all your money and put it in a safe in your closet, now you could do that. It ain't gonna, nothing gonna happen to it. Somebody gonna come get it and you if they find out about it. But if you want to take all your money and put it in a safe at a bank, you could do that and there's very little risk. Up to $50,000 is insured by the Bahamas Deposit Insurance Corporation. But if you want to make money with your money, you got to take a bit of risk, and you need the least risk profile. You want to do the least risk profile you could find. Okay? It says the website crashed. Me? Did I cause that? It may have crashed. That says Bahamas Investment Fund. It's open until the 17th. And don't sleep on it, but they say if you're doing the minimum $1,000 investment, they're going to try to make sure that you get it. All right? Share offering is open until the 17th. Okay? So if you was going to go bus up $1,000 for Christmas, right? You don't got to do that. If you just a regular, like, working class person and you've been saving some money and all stuff like that, carve that $1,000 out and put it on this. It's a long-term investment. Give it to your kids. Don't even worry about it. All right? That you was going to pay $1,000 for that iPhone anyway, right? So go put your money that way. Is there any preference shares still available? If yes, how much per share? Minimum purchase? I'm not sure. These are equity shares. All right? I'm going to get me some. So sign up for VPN one. Sign up for VPN? Why? So when's the deadline? Deadline's December 17th. Says, don't you find that when you talk on WhatsApp, adulated to which you had a conversation about start popping up, or you get emails on a topic? Yeah. Yes, I do. Certainly. Speaking on WhatsApp or typing on WhatsApp, doing Google searches, right? YouTube. It's a bit much, right? one. Where's the form on the site? Can you apply for the shares and pay online, or do you need a manager's check? You can apply and pay online. You can also have a manager's check. If you buy shares in, we got a lot of weird stuff going on in the country. So if you want to make, first of all, if you make a banking transaction and you haven't previously set up your bank account to deal with that level of regular activity, if you make a big banking transaction, they call you. They often suspend your money until they could figure out where the money came from. They flag the transaction, which I don't have a fundamental problem with. It's just kind of annoying if you know I'm a regular customer for years now and suddenly some money comes in. I mean, I didn't get it from an arms deal. You know what I mean? I'm not selling yellow cake uranium on the black market and you know, the insurance company is sending me $12,000. If you want to purchase the shares in the amount of over $15,000, I think this is for every share transaction, you have to get a, what is it called? Origin of funds form, something like that. Like they ask you where you got the money from. I'm kind of libertarian about all this. Don't worry about where I got the money from. What are you talking about? Right? How is this your business? How I make my money? It says, when in opposition, didn't the MP for Anglesey, Ms. Glenys Hannah-Martin, say this would be a bad deal for Bahamians, and if they became the government, they would look into this port deal? Yeah, they're looking into it. They're looking into to purchase some shares. That's what they're looking into doing. Watch and see. They won't publicly be listing the names of the people, but watch how many PLP MPs and prominent PLPs take advantage of this deal. Right? They might act drunk sometimes, but they ain't stupid. They know money when they see it. But yeah, I did not understand her position on this port deal. I really didn't. I'll be honest with you. Under kind of the whole gamut of, they're selling out our Bahamian patrimony, right? You're selling out our Bahamian assets to a foreign company. And I don't get that, all right? So the Bahamas has got to partner with foreigners in order to make money. That's the position we're in right now, all right? If we're smart about it, we could be having the upper hand in all the negotiations moving forward. Let's go to the phone line. We got a phone call? That's fine. I'm here staring at this sauce. Like, sauce isn't something you're going to eat. Full attention going on. It's like a full-time thing. Is that call for me, or they just want to... They want to talk offline? Sure. Sure thing. Not a problem. All right. Source of funds. That's what it is. Source of funds. How to get your business? How I make my money? He used to say, you need to say the disclaimer that all crypto streamers do. This is not financial advice. Iwan McCartney, I'm not a financial advisor. I am not a financial advisor. Consult your own financial professional. Iwan McCartney will be investing in this. All right? You don't got to do what I do. By any means, you don't. But I know what I'm going to do. Website is bahamasinvestmentfund.net. I'm going to send it. Someone's asking me for it. They say the website might have crashed. You got to factor that in, eh? I think a lot of people may not have realized it was today. You know, you can ease. Listen, I'm trying to help you. Start small, all right? And you could even start anyway. In case, like, the National Intelligence Agency listening to me, I'm going to say what I've heard is that you can open a U.S. dollar account and do some trading online on the American stock market and make some really good money. That's what they tell me some people do. But start small, okay? You go to CFAL, don't matter. You don't understand all the technicalities. Don't be afraid. All right? Go to CFAL, say, look, I'm trying to plan my future. And that's all they want to hear. That's what they do all day. And they get to, and they look at you and they go, look, okay, how much do you make? It don't matter. If you are a room attendant at Atlantis, and they make pretty good money when the hotel's full. If you are a bellman, you're in an even better position because you work with a company that has long-term prospects of employment, and you could and will send your money there. Go to CFAL, all right? Go to one of these brokerage firms, all right? And you say, look, I'm trying to plan my future. I'm trying to plan my children's future. I'm a room attendant in Atlantis, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. It's noble, honest work, right? But I don't want my daughter to have to work as hard as I did, all right? I'd like her to get an education so she has a chance of making an easier life for herself, all right? What do I need to do to plot that out, all right? My daughter's 4, 5, 6. What do I need to do to get me here by the time she needs this, all right? I'm a room attendant, and I will get a pension, yes, but I want my own sort of pension. And listen, I know people at Atlantis, bartender. I use Atlantis because that's, you know, a real-world corporate experience. Bartenders, they would make thousands of dollars a week and invest none of it. One of my boys who was a front office manager with me at Atlantis, he would take advantage of every opportunity for overtime work, all right? He worked 18, 20 hours a day, all right? He took that money. He built apartments. That's his retirement fund, okay? Do something with your money. You ain't got to go through CFAL. Do something. You don't have to get caught out here like this. Hi, Juan. What's the difference between this investment and the other cruise port investment from October? The difference is, I think those were Class A shares. These may be Class B shares. But the big one they had previously was the debt. And this is the equity. So that was the debt to finance construction. And this is the equity to complete construction and operate the port. Great show as usual on you advertising your pension. Looking healthy now. All these 23-year-old gals will be in your DM. Don't DM me. Don't DM me. I can't afford you. I can't afford it. Now do I see y'all be carrying on out here. Some high maintenance stuff going on with these young girls. The older set too. One, how you feel about the toll... The talks about government plan I'm proposing. Also, I think it would be good to buy shares in the toll booth. Oh, toll booth, the government plan I'm proposing. I haven't heard the toll booth talk. I missed that one. Juan, I'm on the site now. $1,000 investment is equal to $5 a share. In other words, I give them $1,000 just to say I have a $5 share. No, you're giving them $1,000 to purchase shares at $5 a share. So $1,000 will get you 200 shares. All right. Says, hi, you're a smart guy. One, do you get interest on your pension when you retire or you get it yearly? It depends on how you structure that. All right. Now, if you're a smart person and an industrious person, you're going to have paid off your home. All right. You're going to have paid off most of the debt that you would have educated your kids by the time you retire, and It depends on how you set up your pension. You can have your pension. You can use your pension. You can take that money and invest it elsewhere. You can use your pension and open a business. You can use your pension and say, I can now claim on my pension. Here's how I want to structure it. I can get XYZ per month. So your pension fund will work with you. Or you could say, look, run me my pension. Cut me a check, eh? I want to go bust this open. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, how are you doing today, Mr. McGarvey?
I'm good.
All right. I've heard some interesting perspective on the NIB payout. Look like that lady who called into you yesterday had some inkling of some situation. Right up here. Did you investigate it?
The what situation?
The NIB, when she said that it was terminated, it was...
Yeah, NIB told me that's not the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I heard something on the news saying that there were thousands of people who were still on it, and apparently they didn't been employed for over a year, so they was looking into it. I heard that on the newscast.
I know that they had ended it for people, they'd ended it for some people unintentionally, but NIB told me that they are still paying out unemployment benefit.
All right.
Unemployment assistance.
Very interesting perspective. You know, the thing about it is they talk about this investment one, and they're saying the earlier that you do investment is the better it off for you because you get compound interest on your side, eh?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And it makes it easier. I was looking at a quote on the internet the other day, and they said that if a 20-year-old person did some investment versus a 30-year-old person did some investment, the same set of money that they apply to this investment that has compound interest attached to it, that the 20-year-old person, even if he stopped in his mid-30s, and the 30-year-old person stopped in his 50s or 60s, he would still have more money on his account than the 30-year-old.
Right, exactly. That's why it's best to start early.
Yeah, compound interest is very powerful.
Absolutely. And so you want to look for those types of investments.
I thought I was suspected that. And then another thing to it, many people don't know that if you pay your mortgage biweekly, if you have a 25-year mortgage and you structure that and pay it biweekly, you shave off about 4 to 6 years off of your mortgage payment.
Absolutely.
19 or 20 years you'll be paying for it because interest is accumulated daily over the 30-day period.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Absolutely.
And you know thousands of people don't know that?
Well, what you also can do is you can pay up, and most mortgages you can pay the principal down up to 5% of the initial mortgage per year.
Uh-huh.
So, and if you do that, like every year you're going, I'm taking this extra money, pay the 5% out, you'll be done.
But then again, like you say, you have to have some kind of financial intelligence in order to structure it like that because they wouldn't tell you.
Absolutely. And that's why we have to have more financial professionals on the show. Thanks for calling. Again, I am not offering you professional investment advice. I am not an investment professional. I'm just explaining to you that I think this port investment is attractive. Therefore, I am going to invest in it. Okay? But go consult your financial professional. Now, the thing with the paying off the house early, right? Someone shifted my perspective on it in just a single conversation. And so my thrust was, I'm going to save up to 5% a year of the mortgage, and I'm going to pay that. Otherwise, there's like a penalty, right? I'm going to pay that, and then it'll cut the principal by X, Y, Z, and I'll be done in half the time, essentially. And they said, or you can act as if you're paying 5% of the mortgage by actually saving that money and then utilize it for other investments so that you can make more money. And I go, that makes perfect sense, and that's exactly what I'm going to do, right? Because once you give the bank that money to pay down on your principal, you're not getting it back, right? But if you had kept that money and you see an opportunity come up like this, you can say, I'm going to take that money that I was going to give to the bank anyway and get this, all right? Because I know I'm already able to pay this mortgage. If you weren't able to service the mortgage, they wouldn't really give it to you if they didn't think you could. This says, you talking sense, centralized KYC. A second homeowner investing in the Bahamas could have KYC performed on them 7 different times to buy a vacation home. You would think that Consumer Privacy Act would make this type of foolishness illegal to have your ID and source of income documented at every entity you do business. Soon, SuperValu going to KYC you for buying milk. I know that the Bahamas does not have a Consumer Privacy Act. Just saying, it is not right. Yeah, we got a Data Protection Act. That's different, though. Yeah, the KYC thing is, I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, I get it. I get that it's the law. But I don't get why. We have to do it over and over and over again. All right, we got to take a break. Let's take a break. And we're going to come back on the other side. This says only if what you invest in earns more than the interest you're paying. Yes, that's what it is. So you can make an investment. So if your mortgage is around, you can get a mortgage about 4.25%. And if you can make an investment, like say that one of these mutual funds paying like 8, 9%, so they claim, then you could use it there. All right, let's take a break, Kermie. We'll be back.
Got your COVID-19 vaccine yet?
I heard that vaccine is cause you get COVID. That's true?
What? Getting the vaccine does not cause you get COVID-19. It offers protection from it. Where are you getting your information from?
Well, you know my friends, and I in all kind of WhatsApp groups.
Listen, you need to get your facts from reliable sources like the Ministry of Health, World Health Organization, and the Pan American Health Organization. Don't get caught up in all the misinformation.
You lie. I need to go read up on them COVID-19 vaccines for myself.
Don't procrastinate. Vaccinate.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
The Bahamas welcomes its newest and best-saving store. It's Discounts Galore. From discounted cleaning products to discounted disposable products to discounted health, personal, and skincare products. For those new mothers, we have specially discounted baby accessories. And finally, just in time for Christmas, discounted toys and novelty items. Conveniently located on Mackey Street opposite Carrie's Fabric Store. Come see us at Discounts Galore, your savings store.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. 2 locations just for you. 1 on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
And ShopSmart.
And ShopSmart.
And ShopSmart.
Oh, everything is here.
Don't spend this holiday season in traffic when you can find that perfect gift for everyone on your list at Y Cares. Boys and girls clothing, Y Cares. Kids shoes, Y Cares. Ladies tops and sweaters, Y Cares. Shirts for men and jeans for all, Y Cares. And for the home, everything for every room from blankets and curtains to stoves and microwaves, Y Cares. 3 locations ready to serve you. East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and Bahama Avenue. Spend this holiday with your family and friends, not in your car. Shop Y Cares.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Cashmas time, here we go. Percy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
If you like a hearty, meaty burger, the A1 Steakhouse King at Burger King Nassau has it all. With flame-grilled beef, lots of bacon, cheese, and crispy onions on a sesame seed bun, the only thing that can top this is the tangy flavor of A1 steak sauce. The Steakhouse King is a meat lover's dream, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and hot fries, it's all you need to fill your day. Get your A1 Steakhouse King as a combo or part of the new King's Feast, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution. I want you to know it's the season to give, receive, and believe. Believe in the joy of John Bull. Shop holiday selections for the opportunity to be gifted one of 24 $500 gift cards. Give joy this Christmas, the joy of John Bull. It says, Mr. McCartney, I heard that the government is installing toll booths on major highways in New Providence. Is that so? On the family island. I have not heard that. You're the second texter to mention that. I don't know where that was said. I didn't watch all the newscasts last night, and I zoned out at the House of Assembly when they started talking about the merchant shipping bill. Says, I've been waiting on August for this. Says, who can I contact to purchase shares? I have three kids, please. Thanks. CFile is the firm that's doing the offering, so just contact CFile. Says, I have a joke on investing. A man missed the bus, so he decided to walk home. He told his wife he saved $1.25 by walking home. She said, you fool. You should have tried to catch a taxi and save $50. Okay. What was the total amount of shares being sold? I guess $5 million, maybe? There's $25 million worth of shares, and they're $5 a share. So yeah, $5 million. So how come the government takes a percentage of the Arawak port, but never try the same thing with the Bahama, for example? Can we convert our incentives and concessions to equity, then let the equity pay for only pandemics and hurricanes? I mean, I suppose. I don't know that the government wants to be in that business any longer, but that's a thought. We could look at that. It says Google searches are in public, though, so that's almost fine, but to think that Facebook is parsing through your private conversations and messages and then sending out that information to third-party companies so they can target you with advertising is a little scary. Yeah, I got a moral dilemma with Facebook. Like, I like seeing people and catching up with people and the stories and the news and everything you get. But their motivations leave me very concerned and practices. Ironically, Juan, a few days ago, I just listened to The Richest Man in Babylon, and here this opportunity comes along. Coincidence? I don't know. Okay, so again, I'm not telling you what to do with your money. I'm not giving you professional financial advice. I know what I'm going to go do, all right? But besides all that, we got to start thinking about generational wealth. Again, this concept of starting over and over and over and over, and we wonder, how come other people are living differently? How come we live like this, right? You work till you work till you die. If you're lucky, you have your house. You might pay that off, maybe not, right? Your kids go fight over it, right? They get a little something and they spend that, and then, you know, it just starts over and over and over. So we got to look at financial literacy from a very young age so that we understand how to make money. And we won't all be rich, but we'll be comfortable, right? We'll be comfortable, and we'll make sure that, because what happens is you... Oh, Alfred Sears says there's a discussion at this point regarding the introduction of tolls to cover the main infrastructure, key infrastructure of the country. I mean, my concern with that is traffic-based, in actuality. Saying, is this saving on the mortgage the same with the government homes and the BMC, or is it only for mortgages through the banks? I don't know the BMC policies. I only know how the banks deal with. When I paid off my mortgage early by paying an extra month every year? Yeah, absolutely, you could do that. Absolutely. One, I am invested in the CFIL bond fund, and I'm sure they'll invest in the port fund. Careful, one. If Zuckerberg hears you, you might end up in Facebook jail. Yeah. It says, toll booths? That would be a traffic nightmare. You can imagine people trying to find $3 to travel east to west when they only have $5 for gas. Not to mention the traffic snarls as people dig up in the change box for loose pennies. We'll have to leave home 3 hours ahead to get to work on time. Absolutely. That's a traffic nightmare waiting to happen. I beg you don't do that. We got a phone call? Sure. Great show, one. I love the investment education. Any advice for a public service worker with no savings but still wanting to invest or find a way out of the madness? You can invest in this through a salary deduction. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is part of what I want to discuss when we meet up tomorrow.
Okay.
On your show. Because a part of the problem, one, is, you know, behemoths are going to get excited or perhaps somewhat happy about investing in the port, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if the government of the day, who structured this deal in the first place, had structured it, well, let me put it this way. They had the opportunity to structure the deal to the benefit of all behemoths, because the new wave for the foreseeable future of wealth generation, or one of the major new waves for the foreseeable future of wealth generation in our country, one is going to be through capital and infrastructural development across the Bahamas. And it makes no sense to my mind, one, to go from the Bahamian people through the government owning 100% of an infrastructure, to then taking that out of the hands through a public-private partnership and structuring it in such a way that behemoths who have $50,000 or more could get the more meaningful shares, and those who have less would get the less meaningful shares. That makes no sense to me, one.
If it doesn't.
The government, who are the managers of all of the behemoth assets across this country,
mm-hmm.
are going to enter into agreement, they need to structure these agreements with these special purpose vehicles to the point where all behemoths can access the most meaningful aspects of our own infrastructure that is going to be redeveloped. And through the redevelopment, that will automatically have a greater level of valuing and will also set the platform for the expansion of our economy. And so I'm calling on the Davis government. This is one of my policy recommendations, one. Hopefully we can discuss it in more detail tomorrow. To change the way we do business in this country, to ensure that when we develop our country and redevelop and further expand our country, the Bahamian people at large can get the benefits of our own things.
Okay. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you tomorrow. Listen, I'll say this. I don't understand what he's talking about. He's nitpicking it because it's an F&M thing. This is a good deal. This is structured well. Who do you think bought the debt? Bahamians, right? You got lots of wealthy Bahamians. Could come up with $50,000. They bought that debt. They're getting that aspect of it. All right? There's nothing wrong with this deal, in my estimation. It's a very well-structured and well-thought-out deal. The Davis administration intends to do... So what is this? This is the government's land. This is the public's land with a private company running the port. Should the government had racked up another $150 million or so in debt to build a port and then run the port, does it not make sense to have the largest port operator on the planet run the port for us on government land, and we collect not only taxes, not only does the economy expand, but Bahamians can own it. So you're just nitpicking it because it's the PLP. All right? You're not even making any sense. Respectfully. Okay? You're making absolutely no sense. Bahamians are going to own this. There's a tier for those who want to invest $50,000. There's a tier for those who want to invest $1,000. Does the Bahamas government itself now not structure its bonds in a certain way that some people can buy in at a higher level or for a longer term also and get a higher interest rate, and some people can do a short term and get a short interest rate for different sets of people? You're just nitpicking it because it's the FNM. It makes no sense. You're the one who said, the PLP said, that they're going to run the three newest airports through what? Public-private partnerships. The PLP said it can build a hospital on New Providence through what? A public-private partnership. You really want the government of the Bahamas to take on all the debt? I don't understand it. I don't have time for a call. It makes no sense. And we could talk about it tomorrow, but talk sense, though. Don't just cast aspersions on it because of the FNM. I wasn't on Minister Run neither, but this he did made sense. All right? So don't, you almost sound like you're discouraging Bahamians to have ownership and investment. That's not nationalist. You got to figure out if you trying to be about your country and Bahamians coming up, not through fairy tales, but through real meaningful participation, or if you about your party and what's best for your party. Question, can I go to C-File and sign up and pay cash? Boy, I don't know. All right, good question. I don't know. Anyway, y'all do what y'all want. I know what I can do. Okay? We'll talk tomorrow. Anton will be here. We'll see what all goes down. You guys have a great afternoon and take care, Bahamas.